Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
People, what is the grossest, most regrettable thing you have done while doing the deed? Last summer, the power went out at my house, and having an electric water pump, the water wasn't working. I had just acquired a date with a girl I had asked out yesterday, so I needed to at least get clean somehow. With my young mind, I decided to fill up buckets of water from my neighbor's hose and shower using that. So, after I loaded two buckets into our shower, I started to lather up with some soap. I had to have used the entire frigging bottle before I realized that you need water in order to make it bubble. I dumped both buckets on me, but I was still covered in soap. Again, not my brightest moment. I decided screw it. You couldn't really see the layer of soap anyway, and it actually smelled fairly nice. I threw on some clothes, grabbed my keys, and hauled out the door for fear of being late. We, or rather she, decided that it would be fun to see the last Harry Potter movie, and loving a decisive answer, was all for it. The movie went well, and being a lifelong Harry Potter fan, she was very emotional. I was there for her though, and seemed to nail it considering I'm not usually the emotional kind. She wanted me to come back to her place for a quick meal later. Mine didn't have power, so of course I agreed. We got back there, and things moved fast. Before I knew it, we were on her bed. She starts giving me a blowy, and maybe 20 seconds later, her mouth starts to form bubbles from the soap I left on there. At this point, she's freaking out and screaming at the top of her lungs, "What the heck is wrong with your dong?" We're in her apartment, by the way. Paper-thin walls. She kicks me out, and as I walk out, people from all over who have heard her scream are staring me down. I'm not sure if it fits the title, but I definitely regret it. Story 2. Okay, so this story is from when I was 14, stupid, and an avid member of a forum for a comic. I had this girl I really liked, her dad didn't like me, and I kind of thought I was a ninja, deep down inside. I read Real Ultimate Power, and didn't completely realize it was a joke. Yeah, I was trying way too hard to impress this girl I liked. I was looking for advice on a forum, hoping to come up with something cool to show her how awesome I was. Some people on the forum started joking about me breaking into her house to show off my ninja skills. In my naive, hormone-driven mind, I thought this was the perfect way to prove I was a badass. So, one night, I snuck out of my house and headed for hers. Her back door had a sliding glass door, and someone on the forum had suggested a trick to open it, even though it had a security bar. It actually worked, but when I opened it, the door fell off the track and crashed to the floor, breaking the glass. I panicked. Even though I was in full-on ninja mode, I decided to sneak inside and hide, hoping the coast would clear so I could make my way to her room and surprise her. Oh, did I mention I was dressed like a ninja and brought nunchucks with me? Yeah, I was fully committed to this idea. Her dad came out, saw the broken door, and immediately started calling for the cops. I panicked even more. In a split-second decision, I jumped behind him, wrapped my nunchucks around his neck, and tried to be all mysterious, telling him to stay quiet. But, of course, he elbowed me in the stomach, knocking the wind out of me and making me drop the nunchucks. That gave me just enough time to make a run for it. I sprinted upstairs to her room, out of breath and in pain. She screamed, thinking I was a burglar, and started throwing things at me. By this point, my plan was totally falling apart. I ran to the window, thinking I could jump out like in the movies. It didn't quite go as planned. I got stuck on the window screen for a bit before I finally managed to escape, but the bushes didn't break my fall. I ended up hurting my ankle and hitting the ground hard. Her dad came running down, and I hobbled away, trying to hide in the bushes. I managed to limp my way back home, bruised and battered. But when I got inside, My parents were already waiting for me. They had heard sirens, realized I was missing, and found out what I'd done. I got grounded for a year, lost computer access, and my friends on the forum thought it was both hilarious and shocking. I never felt more embarrassed in my life. And to this day, I can't believe I thought that would be a good idea. All of that, just to try and impress a girl. Story 3. Banged a fat chick who fell through the wall, and my dad walked in. I recently went through a breakup and was looking for some company, so I went online and ended up meeting a girl who caught my eye. She had a pretty face, and I figured why not. So I invited her over to my place that night while my parents were out. I had brought people over before, so this wasn't anything new. She arrived, and I quickly realized she wasn't exactly small, probably around 225 plus pounds. But I didn't want to be rude, so I decided to go ahead with things. We headed to my room, and things started to get physical. Now, I'm a bit rough during our session, and she was standing on my bed when I went to push her down. That's when things went wrong. She tripped over a pillow, lost her balance, and crashed right through the wall. Literally. She went straight through it into the next room. Just as that happened, my dad came home and yelled, "What the hell was that?" He rushed into my room, saw the chaos, and found her lying there bare, covered in blood and drywall dust. He looked at me and asked, "What the hell did you do?" I quickly said, "We were doing some renovations." He then asked, "Why the hell are both of you without clothes?" I didn't have any clever answers left, so I just told him the truth. Lesson learned. Pillows are not your friends in this situation. Story 4. The whole frigging family walked in on us while we were going at it. I was seeing this guy, and one day, I went on my computer only to find myself mysteriously signed out of everything. Suspicious, I checked my browser history, just to see if he had covered his tracks. He hadn't. What I found wasn't anything too wild, just some PVC and mild corn. I thought, okay, I can roll with that, and decided to keep my mouth shut. So, being the adventurous type, I went all in. I ordered a pair of stripper heels, a PVC catsuit, and other things needed for a fun time, including a fake dong. I set up the living room while he was at work, slipped into the catsuit, and waited. He came home around 6 p.m., took one look at me, and his jaw dropped. We got straight into it, and at first, it was all fairly standard, nothing too extreme. But then he wanted me to do some hardcore stuffs. At this point, I was thinking, okay, this is escalating, but hey, I was committed. Then, things took a turn. I accidentally busted his nose. Blood went everywhere. But instead of stopping, he just grabbed a tissue, sat up, and said he was really into it and wanted to keep going. At this point, I figured I'd reward him with a little solo show. He had been through a lot. But nope, that's not what he wanted. He wanted the fake dong in his back door. I wasn't exactly comfortable with this, but hey, I was already in deep, so I went for it. As I got to work, I couldn't help but notice that his back door wasn't exactly tight as I had expected. Interesting, I thought. And then, disaster struck. I heard a key in the front door. Who the heck has a key to our place? In walks his mother, and his three older sisters. As I scrambled to cover my PVC-clad self, there he was, tied up, bent over the couch, blood everywhere. His mother's face was a picture of pure horror. And as he turned to look at them, the fake dong slowly slid out of his back door. I have never wanted to disappear more in my life. Story 5. Alright, so I've always been in touch with my sensual side. My first boyfriend and I lost it to each other. I'd been giving him blowies for some time. Also, his first BJs were given by me, and when I tried to experiment, he would freak the F out. I would hum on his flute, or play with his marbles, and every time he would freak out. He made me feel like the most horrible human being because I was trying to make him feel good. I really like giving, so it kind of hurt my feelings. He apparently complained to his brother about this, because his brother then tried to get me to blow his flute on several occasions. My boyfriend got fed up with it, as did I, so to get his brother off my bum, we agreed to a threescore. It was a mistake. A huge mistake. It was awkward and painful, and I got smoothie all over me, and it was disgusting. To make it better, his brother suggested we all put Icy Hot in the downtown area and continue. We all ended up teary-eyed in the yard, bare, scrubbing ourselves down with the hose and soap. It was a bad week. I still talk to that guy, who is now my ex. He recently admitted he was gay and sort of into the sibling thing. So that's why that was okay for him. Jesus. Story 6. I slept with a 400-pound woman, almost offed her, and her kid walked in on us. This happened about 5 years ago. My now ex-girlfriend had just left me for a girl, so I was feeling pretty down and lonely. I didn't think I had much luck meeting someone in real life, so I turned to online dating. I ended up connecting with a woman on a dating site. Her pictures were all from the chest up, and she looked a little chubby, which I didn't mind. I've always liked women with a little, just a little, meat on their bones. Given my recent breakup, I figured, why the hell not? Well, I showed up at her house, and she was way bigger than her photos suggested. I'm talking at least 350 pounds, maybe even pushing 500. But, yeah, I went through with it anyway. We were in the middle of it, Scooby-Doo style, the only way it was possible, when she suddenly started wheezing, like, seriously struggling to breathe. I panicked, but finished as quickly as possible. Yeah, I know, lol, did my thing, and then walked around to check on her. She was still wheezing, even worse now, and I started freaking out. For a moment, I actually thought I had just banged someone to death. To make things even worse, her kids were asleep in their rooms. Still struggling to breathe, she gasped out that she needed her inhaler. So, I rushed to her bathroom, which looked like it hadn't been cleaned in a year. There were cat poop lying all over the floor. Found the inhaler, and brought it back. Just as she was trying to recover, her oldest kid woke up and walked into the room. So, there I was, standing in my boxers, while his naked mother lay under a sheet. I awkwardly introduced myself, but luckily, she managed to yell at him to go back to bed. I stuck around for another 30 to 45 minutes, just to make sure I hadn't just made an orphan out of this kid I had just awkwardly met. Now that I've written all this out, yeah, I think I need a shower. Story 7. In college, I worked as a teaching assistant and held tutoring sessions twice a week from 8 to 10 p.m. Afterward, I had to return the lab key to my organic chemistry professor's office. I would usually leave it on his desk and leave. This went on for a few weeks until one day, for reasons I can't quite explain, I felt curious and started going through his drawers. Maybe I had a crush on him, though he was much older. At some point, I started noticing that he seemed aware of what I was doing, as he was always in his office when I returned the key. We began chatting more often, and I started having some risky thoughts. I learned that he was widowed and had a son who was studying pre-med at another university. Eventually, I began showing up to my tutoring sessions feeling more put together, making sure I was prepared. A couple of weeks before finals, I returned the key, and we had a conversation that led to us sleeping together. I won't go into details, but we banged like animals. After we were done, we stayed still for a minute or two, and he told me his arm was getting numb from me laying on it. I moved off him, but something felt off. He looked a little disoriented, and I realized he was going into cardiac arrest. My immediate thought was that I needed to get dressed, and I needed to help him get dressed too before I could call 911. So, picture this. I was rushing around, putting on my bra and dress, but I couldn't find my undies. In the chaos, I ended up putting on his boxers, his pants, and his shirt, all while trying to make it look like he had fallen. Once that was done, I called 911. While waiting for help, I noticed his hair was messy, so I grabbed my brush from my bag and started brushing it. It was complete chaos, but I kept telling him the story. I found you here when I returned the key. Remember that. The ambulance arrived, and they quickly assessed him. It was indeed a cardiac arrest. The room was soon filled with school personnel and medics. At this point, I still couldn't find my panties. I decided to ride in the ambulance with him, just in case he forgot the story. At the hospital, they treated him, and thankfully, the prognosis was good. His son arrived at the hospital, and I stayed for a few hours to make sure the professor was okay. I was beyond stressed, mostly because I still couldn't find my undies, and I was terrified someone else would find them. I also feared the consequences at school, if anyone found out what had happened. His son thought it was sweet that I was so concerned about his dad. I gave him my number, told him to call with any updates, and then left. The professor recovered, and everything returned to normal between us. A couple of weeks later, his son called me and asked me out, which I politely declined. To this day, I still have no idea what happened to my undies. Edit. I know I could have killed him, but at that time, we both had a lot on the line as he was an adjunct dean. Besides, it only took a minute or two before I called 911. So, stop telling me what a self-centered bitch I am. I already know. Thanks. Story 8. I used to have massive curly hair, like Claudio from Coheed or Blake from Workaholics. One night, I got absolutely obliterated at a party, along with everyone else. I ended up hooking up with this girl, moved to a bedroom, and thought I'd impress her by kissing her other lips. Big mistake. Midway through, my drunk self vomited all over her downtown area. She immediately sat up and, in a tragic act of karmic symmetry, puked directly into my hair. At that point, we were so disgusted that we both just kept puking. I vividly remember cupping my hands to catch it, desperately trying to yeet it out the window, only to realize, too late, that the window had a screen. Absolute frigging disaster. Story 9. I recently ran into a cousin I hadn't seen in years. I was told she was my third cousin by marriage, and honestly, she was practically a stranger to me. But we hung out, and before I knew it, we hit it off pretty well. It felt natural, and honestly, we just vibed. Things escalated quickly, and we ended up kissing. At the time, I didn't think much of it. She was my third cousin, and it was kind of an accident, so I figured it wouldn't happen again. But fast forward just a week, and we found ourselves hooking up almost daily. It was wild, but we were both into it, and neither of us had a problem with it. Until one day, her mom walked in on us. She froze for a moment, eyes wide, then screamed, "What the heck are you doing?" I fell off the bed in a panic, and she immediately tried to cover, yelling, "It's okay, Mom, we're not actually related." But her mom didn't seem convinced. She was yelling, "You frigging morons, your first cousins." I was stunned. Apparently, we had been completely misinformed about our family ties. What was supposed to be an awkward but distant connection turned out to be a lot closer than either of us realized. Now, I've got to deal with running into one of my exes at every family reunion. Talk about a nightmare. Story 10. My girlfriend and I met while working as tree planters, a job that, as you can imagine, gets pretty dirty. During one of our work seasons, a group of people came up with the idea of a no-shower contest to see who could last the longest without showering. Since tree planting season usually spans about 2 months, the challenge was definitely something serious. One day, this really cute girl decided to take part in the contest, and I thought it would be a fun challenge to join her. Over the next couple of months, we worked long, tiring days, often pushing ourselves for 12-hour shifts, and we never once showered. Despite the dirt, sweat, and exhaustion, we spent a lot of time together and ended up growing closer, hooking up every night for 2 months, without ever having showered. It turned into one of the most memorable and exciting experiences I've had. Despite not being the cleanest, there was something exhilarating about the rawness of our connection. I bet my dong tasted awful, though. One of the things that makes this story even more interesting is that before meeting me, she had only been in relationships with women. It's been 3 years since that summer, and we're still together. I guess my smelly dong won her over. Story 11. I was plopping my bag of tea, if you know what I mean, on my girlfriend at the time. And in my infinite wisdom, I thought it would be hilarious to fart while doing it. So, I gave it a good, hard push, and immediately sharted in her face and gave her pink eye. I have no excuses. Story 12. This happened about 3 years ago when my then-girlfriend and I were getting a little adventurous in the bedroom. She was really eager to try backdoor beads, and I figured, what's the worst that could happen? So, we got ready, and before things really got going, I carefully slid them in, one by one. She seemed to enjoy it, and, well, I enjoyed that she was enjoying it. Then I continued in Scooby-Doo style, and she was clearly getting close. Wanting to be ready, I held the little ring sticking out of her back door. I waited for the signal, and then she was done. So, naturally, I did what I thought I was supposed to do. I yanked that cord like I was trying to start a lawnmower. A few things happened immediately. One, she shrieked like she'd just been sucker punched by a ghost. Two, there was a loud pop, like a giant bubblegum bubble bursting. Three, and then she exploded. I mean, full-blown, diarrhea artillery fire. It was everywhere, on me, on the bed, on her legs, across the room. I just froze, staring at the carnage, as we both sat in stunned silence. Finally, I gently set the beads down, looked at her, and in my best Steve Urkel voice muttered, "Did I do that?" We broke up a few days later. Some things you just can't come back from. Story 13. I DP'd a girl with my dong and a poop and rubber. So, I was hooking up with this girl who was really into backdoor stuffs, like every single time level of obsessed. We became solid friends with benefits, hanging out before and after our private sessions, getting high, watching movies, and just vibing. She was always vocal about what she liked, and backdoor stuff was at the top of that list. Every time, she'd tell me to slide it in there, then go on about how good it felt. Over time, we got really comfortable with each other. She was open about her likes, and while some were a little out there, nothing had ever truly shocked me. Until one night, after a session, we were chilling, watching a movie, when she got up to use the bathroom. When she came back, she casually announced, "Don't you just love taking a good, hard dump?" Not exactly sexy pillow talk, but I laughed it off. We were cool like that. Then she kept going. "I don't know if that's weird or whatever, but it actually feels really good to me. I like feeling it sliding out." I lost it, just full-on hysterical laughter. She laughed too. I joked, "Wow, you love doing this so much you even like the feeling of taking a dump." But then I looked at her. She was still smiling, but she wasn't laughing. She was thinking. And that's when it hit me. My stone brain connected the dots, and my face dropped. "Wait, you do?" She blushed. Then, we made eye contact. Silence. And suddenly, she started making out with me, whispering in my ear. Things escalated fast. Then she told me what she really wanted. And, well, we did it. She led the way. And yeah, I took a dump. She caught it in a rubber, double bagged it, and kept going like this was completely normal behavior. Then she laid down on the floor, used the same rubber, and asked me to continue. And I did. Easily the most insane thing I have ever done. I never saw her again. Story 14. This one was more traumatizing than anything, but here we go. So, I was getting a blowy in the back room of a club, which was way out of character for me. Things were heating up, and she wanted to take it further. I wanted it too, so who was I to say no? She got up to grab a protection, and as she was happily skipping back toward my half-bear self, she tripped, smacked her head hard on a table, and immediately passed out. Panic. Full-blown panic. I was in a club, now stuck with an unconscious girl, a rapidly growing pool of blood, because, fun fact, head wounds gush, and, to really top it all off, a rock-hard stiffy. 3 hours and an ambulance ride later, she was getting the last of 12 stitches in her head. And then, despite it all, she kissed me on the cheek and thanked me for getting her to the hospital. And that, my friends, is how I almost lost my V-card. Story 15. So, one time, I was with this girl having private time and going to town on this chick's back door when a little bit of poop came out. I didn't want to make her feel self-conscious, so I just kept going. Unfortunately, that was only the preview, and the main attraction was a pretty big log that came out with no warning. Story 16. I had an intimate experience with a girl at Bonnaroo, and neither of us had showered for almost a week, so we were both covered in sweat and dirt. Her downtown area looked like opening a grilled cheese sandwich. Story 17. So, my friend had invited me to go with her to her boyfriend's house. Now I should have known where things were headed, which it did. We got there and the boyfriend had the notebook set up. Now it was for the lovely couple. Oh no, it was for me too. I sit on the floor, and I begin watching the movie. Not 5 minutes into the movie, I hear zipping sounds. Now, for some odd reason, I felt like I should look back to see what's going on. I think I forgot to mention this is pretty much a one-room apartment, so they couldn't go anywhere else. I catch her giving him a blowy, and I just go back to watching the movie as if nothing had ever happened. Deeper into the movie now, and I hear the bed squeaking, so I'm sitting here like, what the heck do I do? I don't do anything. I just watch the movie. Now I start to hear these weird, slash gross noises. It sounded like macaroni was being stirred. I'm sitting there, and I'm paying more attention to this sound than I do the movie. But then I remember that's kind of creepy, so I turn up the volume. They get louder. So, I think to myself, screw it. I try and think how the hell are they making that noise. Every time it makes this gross, sloshy sound that sounds like macaroni. I say this because you know when you drain the macaroni and then you add the milk and you stir in the cheese and it kind of makes that sound? Well, that's what it sounded like to me. So pretty much banging sounds like macaroni. Story 18. Not really that gross, but more hilarious. I was at my friend's house, and we all got pretty lit in front of a bonfire. The night winds down, and all six of us, three girls, three guys, jump in one big bed with the lights off. I was playing around with one girl, and my buddy was trying to do the same. Being dark and drunk, he reached over his girl and started fondling my jewel sack. After about 10 seconds, I said, "That feels good, bro. Play with my other jewel." He was so embarrassed, but it was hilarious. Story 19. I feel like I need to share this. I was seeing a girl who was just a friend with benefits, mostly to help me move on from an ex I still loved and hoped to get back together with. After a lot of discussions, my ex and I decided to give it another try, so I ended things with the other girl. One day, after work, I met up with my ex. We had some serious talks about our relationship, then ended up having intense session at her place. It was great, but she was on her period, so it got a little messy, but we didn't mind. Unfortunately, I ended up with some blood on me. Later that night, I went home, got drunk, and passed out. What I didn't know was that my friend with benefits still had a key to my apartment. The next morning, she was lying next to me. I didn't remember anything, but she told me that she had come by to say goodbye and ended up giving me a goodbye BJ while I was passed out with my girlfriend's blood still on me. It was dark, she never knew, and I'll take it to the grave. Story 20. When I was 18, I was dating my ex, who is now one of my best friends, and we'd been together for about 8 to 9 months. One evening, his parents were out, and he invited me over for dinner and to relax in the hot tub. I figured it was going to lead to sexy time, and I was curious to try something new. I told my parents I was having dinner with his family and went over. We ate mac and cheese and watched TV, then changed into our swimsuits and got in the hot tub. We started out just relaxing, and things quickly heated up. The only issue was that the warm water dried me out, and it became difficult for him, and it was very uncomfortable. I asked if he had anything to make it smooth, and he said he'd go check. When he returned about 5 minutes later, he was holding a small tub of Crisco. At first, I was completely against it. There was no way I was going to use that. But he convinced me, and after some pressure, I reluctantly agreed, and we continued. Looking back, I wasn't thrilled by the whole situation, but I went along with it at the time and figured I'll get over it. I was wrong. The feel of the Crisco is just repulsive, and all I can think of is, oh God, how am I going to get myself clean? And I stopped almost immediately. I was so grossed out by the thought of it, and I just couldn't continue. We agreed to clean up and move inside to a bed, which obviously worked a lot better. But later that night, I spent forever in the shower just trying to get the feeling of Crisco out. Edit. I texted my ex-turned-best friend and told him to read this thread. He obviously knew instantly that this was me. His response was, God, I can't believe that even happened. I had erased that from memory. Maybe that defeats the purpose of a throwaway in some respect, but it involved him too. I don't give a crap. Also, people are coming at me for apparently friend-zoning him, but the truth of the matter is, he dumped me, then came out, and now we're best friends. Story 21. I looked my mother in the eye and had a conversation with her while deep-diving my then-girlfriend in a swimming pool. At 19 years old, my girlfriend and I decided to hang out in my pool while my parents were out. As things progressed, we ended up getting more intimate. Out of nowhere, my mom shows up, walking through the driveway gate to say hello. She noticed us in the pool, but since she knew we were dating, she didn't think much of it. I didn't have time to adjust, so I quickly pulled her closer, trying to make it look like she was just floating on my lap. I ended up having an awkward conversation with my mom about the day's events while still in that position. Needless to say, I didn't get to the end, and I definitely didn't want to talk to either of them for the rest of the day. Story 22. Have you ever tried Dave's Insanity Sauce? It's incredibly spicy, almost unbearable, and lacks any real flavor, despite my love for spicy food. When I was in high school, I had a bottle of it. I used to prank my friends by putting just a tiny dab on the rim of their sodas or whatever they were drinking, watching them freak out. It was always hilarious. They had done the same to me before, so it was all in good fun. One day, my girlfriend at the time came over right after I had been hanging out with my friends, and we'd been messing around with the hot sauce. After my friends left, I made my move on her. After a few moments of kissing, she suddenly stopped, grabbed my wrist, and asked with the most concerned expression I'd ever seen, "Did you mess with that hot sauce? Did you wash your hands?" She couldn't even finish the question before she screamed and ran to the shower. She must have been in there for over an hour trying to rinse off. My dumb self, after hearing her in the shower for a while, decided to go in and apologize and pee. And of course, I hadn't washed my hands. Instant karma hit me hard. While I was standing at the sink, apologizing and, well, doing my business, I felt the full effect of my earlier mistake. She was still in the shower, yelling at me. Somehow, though, it wasn't the end of us. We've been married for 4 years now and have 3 kids. Story 23. My ex-girlfriend, Stacy, and I did the dirty while we were in the same bed as her brother. Looking back, I wonder what the heck I was thinking. Full story. So, Stacy and her brother were heading over to a friend's house to keep her company while she house sat. I went along. And to be honest, the night was pretty uneventful, just drinking, chatting, and watching Charmed. As the night went on and it got late, we were all getting ready for bed. The friend had only one spare double bed, so we all ended up crashing in it. Thanks to the alcohol, I was feeling a bit adventurous. While I was spooning with Stacy, I ended up opening her vault with my stick. It wasn't exactly a passionate moment, just slow and careful to avoid waking her brother. As far as I know, he never found out about it. Edit. I also just remembered that her brother once walked in on me when my ex was giving me a blowy. Poor guy. Story 24. For about a year, I was sleeping with a guy who was under the impression I was as adventurous in bed as he was, when the fact of the matter was, I was just trying to please him. Almost always he would put on corn before the festivities began. It got to the point that I would read what he'd typed into the search bar and start prepping myself mentally for it. In the whole year, we did the regular, normal deed for maybe 5% of the time, and only in the beginning. Using the back door about 40%, and in 100% of our get-togethers, he would make me take a deep turn down the throat highway, no matter what else had been done, and sometimes he would send me to the shower halfway through because I was too disgusting for him by that point. The last 6 months I had to solo myself because he couldn't do it for me. At the end of the day, I think the only thing that made it bearable was believing he had some iota of respect for me. Since finding out that, that's probably not true is somehow more humiliating than the lot. Story 25. I don't regret this, but it was certainly gross and disgusting. A new girl moved into the apartment right below mine. The landlord gave her my roommate's number so we could work out parking spaces, and she hit us up to see if we wanted to get a drink at the corner bar. She was already pretty drunk when we showed up, as were we. We had a few more drinks and eventually walked back to our building. She took us to her place, and we continued to drink in her kitchen. She then proceeded to started removing her layers, apologizing each time, saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, it's just too hot to be wearing a shirt." Eventually, she's standing there bare, and after a long silence my roommate, God bless him, says, "So, do you wanna, both of us, or?" Immediately, she replied, "Okay." We look at each other, shrug, and follow her to the bedroom. So we get to work. My friend was in front, and I was at the back. Then she tells me to use the back door. I was taken aback because I had no experience in that area but enthusiastically want to oblige. We continued, and after some time I was done. Then the post-seed clarity sweeps in, as the reality of the situation washes over me. Here is a girl that I met 3 hours prior, and I just banged her with my roommate. I've never been this type of scenario before. Before this, I've only actually had been with one woman at this point in my life. What the heck is going on? Before I have a chance to really grasp any of these questions, she suddenly bolts up and runs out of the room. I look at my roommate in confusion, and he says, "Dude, she crapped on my dong." Sure enough, there was crap all over him and a nice brown stain on the bed. We had literally banged the crap out of this girl. Story 26. I banged my girlfriend, went to downtown shortly after, and swallowed my own smoothie from her pot. The scene, a warm summer's eve, spent in a lover's embrace. The time was college and sensual appetite was high. I, a gentlemanly scholar, found myself dating a girl with a large sensual appetite much like my own. She was on the pill, and we still tried to be safe, but occasionally, I would not care for it. We were both hygienic, and our normal ritual was that any time we finished our thing, we would take the time to go use the bathroom, clean up, and do whatever was needed to keep clean. Well, apparently, one time, after we were done with our thing, we laid down for a while, talking, cuddling, etc. Eventually we started up again, and I went to her downtown area. Everything proceeded as normal, but I felt the usual sensation of extra smoothie hitting my mouth. Something with a much different consistency, something salty and, oh God. It was then I realized that I had swallowed my own smoothie from her pot. Story 27. It wasn't the worst thing, just one of those nope moments. I had a habit of using a few pairs of cotton boxers I didn't particularly like, only for a very specific and alone private purpose. I would sit in my chair, get everything ready, and do my thing. Afterward, I'd toss them in the laundry hamper or sometimes just leave them in the corner of my closet, whichever felt more convenient at the time. Our town had a huge anthill nearby, and whenever it rained, the tiny creatures would swarm our house. One day, after a particularly rainy week, I ran out of clean boxers and was left with the option of reusing a pair I had already used. As someone who liked things to be neat, the idea of using a crusty boxers didn't appeal to me at all, but as a guy with high drive, not doing anything was even worse. So, I reluctantly grabbed them, laid them beside me, and decided I'd use them again. As things were about to reach their peak, I pulled them over my stomach, searching for the right image to finish things off when I felt a strange sensation. It felt like a breeze blowing on me. I looked down and saw that I was completely covered in ants. I panicked and fell backward in my chair. Turns out, the ants had found my old boxers and decided they were a worthy target. I didn't realize it at the time, but as I grabbed them, I unknowingly carried their little mission right onto my lap. My OCD fears were definitely confirmed. 2 out of 10, definitely won't do that again. Story 28. I used my crush's chapstick for a solo time. In my college days, my crush drove a few of our friends and me to her house so she could grab some lunch. She asked us to come along just to hang out, but I couldn't help but feel a little nervous. I didn't get to sit in the front passenger seat next to her, so I ended up sitting in the back with one of our other friends, chatting and passing the time. As I sat there, I casually reached my hand over the back seat of her SUV, moving it along the floor of the trunk, where I found a few random objects. Among them was her chapstick, which for some reason caught my attention more than it probably should have. It made me start thinking in ways I hadn't expected. When we returned to school, I excused myself from our group at lunch and went to the bathroom to clear my head. I twisted the chapstick until it was empty, smothered it all over my dong, and proceeded to work like a madman. Just the sheer thought of her lips touching this chapstick, and now technically touching my dong, drove me crazy. I finished my work, and it was amazing. I missed lunch that day just for this amazing time. But now, I laugh and regret it greatly. I ended up dating her and broke up a few months later, but she is still unaware of how her chapstick went missing on the day of March 12, 2010. Story 29. A girl gave me a blowy until she vomited on me. I was climbing the peak as she was vomiting, then vomited myself in her shower. I dated a girl who was more adventurous than anyone I'd been with at the time. I was pretty new to anything beyond normal banging and BJs, so I kind of figured, whatever she's into, I'll give it a try and see how it goes. We started out pretty basic, and then she told me she wants me to go wild in the throat highway. We get started, and I'm kind of digging it, trying to take it slow so I don't hurt her, but getting down in there. After some time, she's got tears in her eyes, makeup running. It's getting pretty hot. I'm just about to be done when all of a sudden, her eyes go wide, and vomit explodes out of her face. I mean, from every possible exit. It's on my dong, my legs, all over her face and chest, the bed, the floor, and she's still coughing it up, and in the middle of all this I reach the moment and start to finish what had already been started. On her face. She's lying there crying. I run to the bathroom, jump in the shower, and promptly vomit as I'm trying to wash myself off. Both of us spend about 10 minutes recovering, and then about the next 40 minutes cleaning up. I was gagging the whole time. I'm pretty sure that's the last time she ever wanted to do that. Story 30. When I was 18, I went through a phase where I tried to explore myself, attempting to figure out whether I was straight or at least bisexual. During that time, I ended up having a one-night encounter with a guy friend of mine, which quickly became an awkward situation. It wasn't that he did anything wrong. I just couldn't emotionally connect with him, even though I genuinely tried my best to see if I could develop feelings for him. Despite not feeling a connection, we ended up spending time together quite often, and we always ended up being physical. We'd sneak off to cars, the woods, or other secluded spots, anywhere that wasn't a bed. He lived near a lake, on property that was frequently used for weddings and other events, so we often took a bit of a risk by being intimate outdoors. His house, however, wasn't an option, so we spent a lot of time in the woods. To avoid more intimate situations that I wasn't comfortable with, I would often focus on other things, like blowing his flute. One time, while we were in a secluded wooded area near a walking path, I was blowing his flute when this weird smell caught my attention. I wasn't sure where it was coming from, and I couldn't ask him about it since there were people nearby who could hear us. I tried to stay focused, but when I looked, I realized that he had some noticeable hygiene issues that made me feel uneasy. I did my best to keep my composure and finish what I was doing without bringing it up, and we eventually parted ways. Looking back, I'm glad that relationship ended, and I've moved on from that phase. Story 31. I was out with a few friends one night when I met this really attractive girl who approached me. We immediately hit it off, and we spent the evening talking and laughing, enjoying each other's company. At the end of the night, she invited me back to her apartment. Once we got there, we started kissing, and things were going great. For some context, I'm on the shorter side, about 5'5", and have a pretty youthful look, so when she mentioned how she found me cute because of my baby face, it made me feel a little shy, but also flattered. I'm usually a bit reserved around girls, and I don't really hook up much, so by this point, I was feeling more than a little smitten, and I was definitely getting into it. That's when things took an unexpected turn. She suggested we take things up a notch, and I was curious to see what she meant. Then, out of nowhere, she pulled out this novelty t-shirt and a pair of pants. The outfit was designed to look like a cartoon rabbit, complete with a belly on the front of the shirt and a little tail pattern on the back of the pants. I was a bit confused and shy, so I hesitated, saying something like, we could just keep making out if you want. But she talked me into trying it, and a few minutes later, I found myself dressed up in this cartoon rabbit costume, ready to go along with whatever she had in mind. We ended up spending the next while doing all sorts of non-sexual activities that she found stimulating while I was dressed in the costume. Honestly, I was kind of bored, but I could tell she was enjoying herself. Story 32. I've been married for a long time. I'm 37 and have been married since I was a young man. Our relationship is like any other long-term relationship, lots of ups and downs, but overall a deep bond. This is hard for me to write. My problem started 10 years ago. It first started when I had some solo time, and I ran across a website that had Bicorn. At first, I was disgusted yet excited, but after some time the disgust turned into almost an obsession. I no longer like conventional corn, but I needed the imagery of a MMF, or scenes of that nature. This went on for a while, as did life. I felt guilt afterwards, so I'd return to conventional corn and try to forget, but I never did. Fast forward 3 years, we moved from a rural area to a suburb close to the city. This lust with unconventional corn came in waves. I wouldn't watch it for months, then somehow return to it. When my wife would leave, I would go on sprees. I started reading stuff online about solo times. In a matter of months, I learned to put the hot dog in my own back door. Those were some of the most amazing things I'd ever experienced and began to associate this to Bicorn. This made me crave it more, and I began to associate it with my wife's departure from home. 2 years of this, and then things got real. It was a September day, and I was doing my normal high level of solo session. But I was not satisfied. Few days ago, I'd learned about glory portals, and I knew exactly where to go. I remember driving there shaking and scared, but the hunger was too strong to overcome. I went into the bookstore and quickly found the booths in the back. I had no clue what I was doing. I went in, put my dollar in, and pulled my hot dog out. Next thing I know, me and another guy, we were sharing our hot dogs. After that, I just bolted out of the store. I wept the entire drive home, swearing I'd never jeopardize my life for something so idiotic. My face is full of tears, and I'm almost sobbing. I think I even prayed for help. It was almost 1 year later, but the strong urges came back again. This time the feelings of guilt had quickly receded. I kept replaying my time in the booth, regretting not going further and almost forgetting my emotions that ensued. Eventually my wife would make another trip out of town for a few days and the desire to continue on my pleasure path was too strong. So I went there again and came back feeling worse. This pattern has been my existence for the past 5 years. I've had maybe 5 experiences in that past 5 years. When my wife gets home, I no longer get the crippling guilt. I only appreciate her and love her even more. Going out of my way to compensate for my indiscretions. I know I have a real problem, and my wife deserves to know, but I don't want to devastate her. I feel like the worst human ever. Story 33. I had been in a bit of a dry spell for over a year after going through a tough breakup. I was having a hard time getting over it, but eventually, I decided it was time to get back out there. I had been friends with this girl for a couple of years. She'd always hinted at wanting to get more intimate, but I had brushed it off because I knew she could be a bit unpredictable. One night, after a lot of drinks at a party, things started to get physical between us. We didn't end up being intimate that night since we were at someone else's place, but we talked about dating. However, things didn't work out because she didn't get along with some of my female friends. Fast forward to St. Patrick's Day. She told me she was only interested in a casual, no-strings-attached arrangement. I knew it probably wasn't the best idea, but I hadn't been intimate in a while, so I agreed. We booked a hotel room and went out for dinner. I had a few drinks, and by the time we got back to the room, things started heating up. But when I went to her special area, I was hit with a strong odor that was hard to describe. I was immediately thrown off, and I had to make a choice. Back away politely, make an excuse, or just leave without saying anything. But after thinking for a moment, I went with a third option, take a quick shot breath through my mouth, and get to work. Hey, it had been a year, don't judge me. Story 34. I met a girl at a party, and to be honest, she wasn't really my type. She was a bit loud, overly energetic, and had a more bohemian vibe. We started talking, and I didn't want to be rude, so I hung around for a while. During our conversation, I mentioned how easy it is for dogs to meet and get along with each other, just by walking up and sniffing each other. At the time, I didn't realize she might have taken that as a hint. I eventually went back to hanging out with my friends and thought nothing more of it. But a few hours later, when the party was winding down and I was getting ready to leave, she came up to me, clearly quite drunk, and started being very affectionate in a way that felt out of nowhere. She insisted that I come back to her place, and since I hadn't been with anyone in a while, I reluctantly agreed. We walked to a nearby park with a beach, and she suggested we go skinny dipping. I thought it would be fun, so I agreed. But things quickly escalated, and I had to hold her back from going too far before we ended up in a situation that could get us in trouble. Eventually, we made our way back to her apartment. When we got there, I immediately noticed some signs of neglect in the place. She led me to a balcony where she continued to give me a blowy, but I found myself more and more uncomfortable. After a while, things started to get more intense, and it was clear we weren't on the same page. I started to feel uneasy about the whole situation. At that point, I realized that I just wasn't enjoying myself and had no desire to continue. So, I made an excuse to end the night early. I left, feeling grossed out and regretting my decision. A few weeks later, I noticed some skin irritation, and after visiting a doctor, I found out it was just a minor infection that could happen due to poor hygiene. In the end, I learned a lot about boundaries and being more careful in the future. It wasn't a situation I'd ever want to repeat. Story 35. The college I went to had a great club rugby team, both men's and women's. Although I never played, some of my friends and I ended up getting to know the rugby players. One of my friends, nicknamed Pig Pen, was a bit of a wild card. He had no standards when it came to partying and had a tendency to get a little too drunk, which sometimes led to embarrassing situations. But that's not where this story goes. One night, we were at a rugby party, and one of the girls from the team, a very tall and strong woman, seemed to take an interest in Pig Pen. She was a standout player, and for good reason. She was about 6 feet tall and probably weighed around 300 pounds. After he turned down her flirtations, she decided to take his hat and wouldn't give it back. She said the only way he could get it back was if he agreed to sleep with her. Now, here's where things get interesting. I stopped by his dorm room one day just to see what he was up to. I didn't text or call. His door was always open, so I just walked in. What I saw when I entered his room made my stomach turn. It was something I'm unlikely to ever forget, and mind you, I'm a nurse, so I've seen my fair share of unusual things. I froze for a second before quickly running out and slamming the door behind me. Later, when I asked him about it, he explained that she had insisted on a trade, his hat for a night with her. But he didn't feel good about it, so he actually bargained with her. In the end, the deal was that he would go through with it, but only if she threw in a six-pack of beer and a pack of cigarettes as part of the deal. He still looks back on it with regret. Definitely not a proud moment for him, to say the least. Story 36. A few years ago, when my friends and I were about 24, we started hanging out with a group of 18-year-old girls. They were fun, but a little naive. They would come over to our place and help with small tasks like cleaning the house or taking out the trash in exchange for a place to party and someone to buy them drinks. One night, three of them came over to hang out. After a fair amount of drinks, I found myself outside in the backyard, plowing out one of them. Things got a little crazy, and at one point, she got sick. To my surprise, she started throwing up what looked like red noodles. I was a bit confused but decided to head back inside after it all happened. When I got back in, I found my friends trying to get with the other two girls. I overheard some whispering about one of my friends having trouble, He had ED. And being the type of guy who can't resist helping out, I decided to step in and offer my assistance. Sorry, Joe. We ended up going to a nearby bed, but just as things were getting started, one of my other friends decided to play a song really loudly. It was Cotton Eye Joe. If you've never heard it while in that situation, you're missing out. But just as I was trying to focus, I noticed my friend sitting on a nearby chair. Well, let's just say he was doing his thing while staring right at me. I was beyond uncomfortable, so I finished up and tried to get things back on track. To make matters worse, it turned out the girl was on her period, and there was a mess. But the real kicker was when I realized my friend had a red ring around his mouth. Apparently, he'd been doing something no one needed to know about. To top it all off, I ended up paying for the dry cleaning for the comforter later on. Definitely a night to remember, but maybe not for the reasons I thought at the time. Story 37. I was 21 and recently single, trying to get back into the dating scene. I went to a lot of bars and clubs, trying to meet girls who seemed way out of my league. After a few months of that, I decided to lower my standards and just have some fun. One night.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Right before the bar was about to close, I met a girl who was on the heavier side. We talked for a while, and I asked if she wanted to come back to my place. We exchanged numbers, and I let her know my plans. I had only had a couple of drinks since I was driving, but when I got home, I was surprised to find my friend had left a bottle of whiskey on the counter. As I started drinking, she called and said she was hungry and was heading to a local fast food place. She came over with some food, and I was already feeling pretty tipsy. I just wanted to get things moving and then send her on her way. She sat on the couch, eating a bunch of taquitos and mini tacos. After a while, we got ready, and things started to happen. In the middle of it, I did something that I'm not exactly proud of. I picked up a half-eaten taquito, dipped it in guacamole, and fed it to her. She seemed to like it, which was just strange. Things kept getting more awkward, and when I was at the edge, she made an odd request. She asked me to rub guacamole on her chest. I couldn't stop laughing at how weird everything had gotten, so I stopped, went to the bathroom, and finished the job on my own. I stayed in there for 10 minutes or so, until I heard the door close. It was definitely an unforgettable night. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell icon so you never miss an update.